All in attendance will be pleased to know that the drama, O Jehovah, I Trust in You, is available now for download on JW.org and in the JW Library app. Like the other dramas released at this convention, this drama will be available for electronic download only. To download the video from JW.org, go to Publications. At the bottom of the Featured Items page, you will see a section for convention releases. In JW Library, go to Publications and tap Convention Releases at the bottom of the list. We request, however, that you please allow those attending later conventions to enjoy learning about this new release when they attend their convention. The attendance for this final session of our Remain Loyal to Jehovah Regional Convention was 5,333. Now, let us conclude this beautiful convention by standing and singing with all our hearts and warm appreciation song number 63, entitled Ever Loyal. Afterward, Brother Trubik will conclude with prayer. That's song number 63.
Brothers and sisters, let's conclude our convention program with our prayer. Jehovah, our loyal God, through the name and office of your Son, Christ Jesus, who exemplified that same quality of loyalty when he was on earth and you demonstrated it towards him, we approach you in prayer. Jehovah, we speak to you from what's in our hearts. We have been blessed to have been present for the past 3 days at this regional convention here in Red Deer. What a wonderful theme, Jehovah, that was selected by the faithful and discreet slave under your Son's direction about remaining loyal to you. And we thank you, Jehovah, for the instruction, the reminders, the encouragement that has been presented from this platform to strengthen our faith, our love, our integrity, and to draw close to you, Jehovah, to have this attachment to you, a commitment to always do what is pleasing to you, a reflection of loyalty to the God that you are. Jehovah, it's hard to express in words how we feel for the privilege of being a part of your wonderful organization in these last days. And we pray, Jehovah, that thousands more will accept the invitation to come to know you and to become faithful servants of you. So help us, Jehovah, as we go from this convention location back to our respective congregations. We're built up, Jehovah, with the desire to continue to share the good news with others. So may we use every opportunity to do that so that they, Jehovah, can come to know about the marvelous hope of the kingdom. We realize that we are living in the perilous last days of this old system. Those angels that you have assigned to hold back the four winds are holding them back, but we know at one point you will give the word, Jehovah, and your Son will ride forth into that time when we'll see the great tribulation begin. So may we, Jehovah, continue to build these qualities that we need so that when that does take place, that we will be able to maintain our loyalty and integrity. Jehovah, we are reminded throughout this program of good examples, lessons we can learn from them and not fall into the same trap they did. But we thank you for all the good examples that we had. We talked much about David and Job and Hezekiah and other faithful men and women. And those examples, Jehovah, we can relate to. We thank you, too, for the modern-day drama that was presented yesterday afternoon that considered many aspects that's similar to what Job experienced. But some of our brothers are going through those things, and Jehovah, how this program will strengthen them. So as we now depart, Jehovah, from this place, and we travel back to our respective home congregations, may we do so, taking caution and doing it wisely. We pray to Jehovah at this time that your blessing will continue upon the faithful and discreet slave, the good lead and example that these gifts and men provide for us. Jehovah, we treasure them and we love them dearly. And to know them personally as we get to know them through JW Broadcasting just helps us to see what kind of rulers will be with your Son in heaven. Jehovah, be with those in our midst that are going through their trials. Some are dealing with terminal illnesses, loss of loved ones, coping with economic situations, serious health problems. We pray on behalf of our brothers from Fort McMurray that will be returning back to their homes. Some of them will have to rebuild their lives. Others will be dealing with other issues. May your Holy Spirit sustain and fortify each one of them. And the elders who will be taking the lead and the responsible brothers helping them on the Disaster Relief Committee, continue to pour out your Spirit upon these faithful brothers and sisters. We thank you, Jehovah, too, for the wonderful gifts you give us, these new dramas that were released for us to look at our leisure and our family worship. And as we do so, we know that it will strengthen our faith and loyalty to you. We pray, Jehovah, too, for our earthwide brotherhood. We keep in mind our brothers who are being persecuted, some imprisoned for your name's sake, some for years. May you fortify and strengthen them. Thank you, dear God, for all your goodness. We praise you, Jehovah, for your generosity in spiritual things and in material things. You are a God that we want to love and worship forever. Please forgive us, Jehovah, for the times that we do fail to meet your righteous requirements. We do so sometimes in thought, sometimes in deed and action. And as you forgive us, may we overlook and forgive one another. And again, we offer this prayer through the name and office of your Son, the loyal one, and the one who died on our behalf. And we pray in his name. Amen.